Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has demanded that TikTok's Chinese owners divest their stakes in the popular video app or face a possible ban in the United States. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
The ultimatum, first reported in the Wall Street Journal, comes amid fears that the app could pass U.S. user data to the Chinese government. TikTok, which is owned by ByteDance, has more than 100 million users in the U.S. TikTok, which rejects the spying allegations, says it has spent more than $1.5 billion on rigorous data security efforts. Last week, the White House backed a bill that gives it new powers to ban TikTok and other foreign-based technologies if they pose a national security threat. Biden's predecessor, Republican Donald Trump, tried to ban TikTok in 2020, but was blocked by the courts.
That was Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. TikTok issued a statement saying the best way to address national security concerns is with transparent, U.S.-based protection of U.S. user data and systems. Switzerland's Credit Suisse Bank announced Thursday that it will borrow up to $54 billion from the Swiss Central Bank. Credit Suisse said the loan will boost its liquidity after a slump in its shares intensified fears about a global financial crisis. Shares of Credit Suisse rose 30% after the borrowing plan was announced. But Asian markets finished in negative territory after Thursday's trading sessions. Japan's Nikkei index lost 0.8%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng index plunged 1.6%. Trading on global markets have been volatile this week as investors worried about a run on global bank deposits following the collapse of two prominent U.S. banks last week. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Demonstrators in Israel have kicked off a third day of disruptions to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the nation's judiciary. Protesters in Jerusalem drew a red streak on the streets leading to the country's Supreme Court, and a small flotilla of boats was blocking the shipping lane off the coast of the northern city of Haifa. The government says the plan will correct an imbalance between the judicial and executive branches that they say have given the courts too much sway in how Israel is governed. Critics say the overhaul upends the country's system of checks and balances and gives the prime minister and the government too much power. Prime Minister Netanyahu rejected a compromise proposal offered by President Isaac Herzog on Wednesday. Herzog warned Israel was heading into an abyss with the prospect of civil war a real possibility. Taiwan-based electronics maker Foxconn, which makes 70% of all iPhones, said Wednesday it plans to ramp up investment outside of China as the company reported weaker demand for consumer electronics. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has that story.
The world's largest maker of electronics for other brands expects revenue for the first quarter and full year to be flat. For the final quarter of last year, profit fell 10% to about $1.3 billion, in line with forecasts. Now, Taiwan-based Foxconn plans to respond with an overseas investment drive. It wants to win new customers, including car makers. The move comes after unrest late last year at a plant in China. Workers there were unhappy over strict health crisis restrictions. That sparked protests and prompted thousands of employees to leave, disrupting production at a key time of year. Now the company wants to build on existing efforts to diversify away from China. It also wants to avoid any problems related to the mounting tensions between Beijing and Washington.
That was Julian Satterwhite reporting for Reuters. In U.S. college basketball, with the so-called first four preliminary round out of the way, the NCAA men's basketball tournament begins in earnest on Thursday. AP correspondent Josh Roundtree reports.
The NCAA tournament field of 64 is set following Wednesday's first four games in Dayton. In Game 1, Fairleigh Dickinson steamrolled Texas Southern 84-61 as all five FDU starters scored in double figures. The Knights next get East Region number 1, Purdue. In Game 2, Arizona State pounded Nevada 98-73 behind 20 points from junior guard DJ Horn. Bobby Hurley's team put up 53 points in the first half.
We had wanted to attack the paint, and we had, you know, really good effort in the first half, points in the paint, fast break points off turnovers.
The Sun Devils next face West Region number 6 seed TCU.